In this bulletin, Western nations impose sanctions on Russia amid fears of a widespread invasion of Ukraine. A man dies in floodwaters in Queensland. And in sport, the US women's soccer team reaches a landmark equal pay settlement. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. United Nations officials are warning the world is facing the biggest peace and security crisis in recent years as Russia begins its invasion of Ukraine. After weeks of failed diplomatic efforts by the West, President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops to enter two separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says they will not relent in their search for peace.
We are continuing to support the people of Ukraine through our humanitarian operations and human rights efforts. At this critical moment, I call for an immediate ceasefire and re-establishment of the rule of law. We need restraint and reason. We need de-escalation. No.
Meanwhile, Western nations, including the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, are imposing sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, US President Joe Biden announced full blocking sanctions, which will target two Russian banks and oligarchs.
And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions. Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called an urgent National Security Committee meeting in response to the developing situation in Ukraine. The committee, made up of senior cabinet officials, is reportedly finalising Australian sanctions to be imposed against Russia. The rollout of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 6 to 11 years old will begin from tomorrow. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has provided final approval after the Therapeutic Goods Administration gave the vaccine the green light last week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's an important step forward.
It's the same formula. It's half of the adult primary dose, but it's the same as the adult booster dose. So we have Moderna in over 4,000 points of presence around the country, and that will make it very easy for parents and individual pharmacies or general practices, state clinics or Commonwealth clinics will indicate when they've completed their training and they're ready to commence. But from a national perspective, the program will begin tomorrow.
COVID-19 restrictions are set to be lifted in New South Wales schools. From Monday, masks will no longer be required for high school students and staff. The same restrictions are set to be eased for primary school students and early education staff the following week. Premier Dominic Perrottet has thanked teachers for their efforts in the transition back to school life.
There were many people at the time who said it was unsafe to put kids back in the classroom. We had many people out there saying, and I think unfortunately, instilling fear in the community in terms of getting our kids back to school. The government has done exactly the right thing here. I, in terms of being completely focused on getting kids back in the classroom, I really do want to thank our teachers because they've been under additional pressure. They've had to make changes to the start of schooling here in our state.
A 60-year-old man has been found dead in a submerged vehicle on the Sunshine Coast as flash flooding continues in the region. An emergency warning is being issued with Queensland Police urging people not to drive through floodwaters. It comes as parts of New South Wales have also been experiencing flash flooding, with more than a month's worth of rain having fallen in Sydney over a 24-hour period. The SES responded to over 200 requests for help overnight. In sport, and a landmark equal pay settlement has been reached by the US women's national soccer team. The settlement comes after a six-year legal battle and will see the sport's governing body, US Soccer, pay men and women equally for all future games, including the World Cup. The deal, worth $24 million, is one of the largest in US soccer history and will see a large amount of back pay to current and former players. The deal is an unexpected win for the playing group, whose equal pay claim had been dismissed by a judge in 2020. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 35 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 32. Melbourne, humid and mostly sunny, 32. Hobart, partly cloudy and 28. Canberra, a shower or two, 26. Wollongong, showers, 25. Sydney, showers there as well and 28 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 28. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm with heavy falls, 24 degrees. Cairns, a possible shower or storm and 33. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.